As we've heard from David Wellner, things have gotten heated in the Senate, reflecting the heat this week in the presidential campaign. Joining us to talk politics are our regular guests, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and Georgetown University, and David Brooks of The New York Times. Hello to both of you once again.
Hello.
Howdy.
I think the last time I asked the two of you whether you thought the Vietnam War would actually be an issue in this presidential year, you both poo-pooed that as most unlikely. Obviously, somebody thinks it's going to be an issue, David Brooks.
Never overestimate the intelligence of the American senator. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, this whole week we've spent talking about what's a ribbon and what's a medal. What happened 30 years ago? Why don't we talk about prohibition? You know, we're in the crucial moment of the Iraq War. What happens in Najaf and Fallujah will absolutely determine the future of Iraq, the future of the Middle East, a lot of the future of the American foreign policy. And the fact that we're not spending all our time talking about that is just crazy.
Well, Senator Harry Reid of Nevada seemed to be saying that Dick Cheney started it. They're the ones who raised this question.
Well, no, Dick Cheney didn't talk about Vietnam. Dick Cheney talked about some of the votes that John Kerry made in the Senate about weapons programs. I think that's absolutely legitimate. There are two issues here we should not conflate. One is the incredibly stupid issue about Vietnam, but then there's the second issue of how have you thought of the past 10 or 15 years or the past 1 year about different weapon systems, about the military, or how we should proceed in the next year.
E.J. Dionne, what do you think we're hearing now with all this talk of...
I'm glad to hear what David said, because the fact is that this started last week when a group of Republicans got out on the House floor, and instead of talking about Iraq and instead of talking about now, they went back and attacked John Kerry because he decided to oppose the Vietnam War after he fought in it. And I think the rage you're hearing from Senator Lautenberg and other Democrats is, wait a minute, how dare you go after a guy who has shrapnel in him still, and you want to re-raise this. I think John McCain is playing a fascinating role in this. After this attack on Kerry last week, I called Senator McCain, and he went out there and defended Kerry very strongly. And he said that he thought there was something terribly wrong with revisiting the Vietnam War. After Frank Lautenberg spoke today very strongly against President Bush and Vice President Cheney, he said the same thing over again. There's a moral consistency in what McCain is saying. I think that...
You mean don't attack Kerry and don't attack George Bush or Dick Cheney either.
Correct. But it's clear that the Republicans do not want Kerry to be able to use the fact that he served our country and got shot at and shot at our enemies. They tried last week to discredit his service. I think what happened today shows that gambit failed.
Well, that's not quite right. They didn't try to discredit his service. They tried to oppose what he did in throwing away the medals and what he did after the war. I mean, that's legitimate. I don't think it's terribly germane to the presidency either way. I mean, if there is inconsistency, it's Kerry in 4 years ago saying we shouldn't go back and measure somebody's service in Vietnam in regards to Bill Clinton, and now raising the exact same issue in regards to George Bush's National Guard service. Every time we get into Vietnam, we just get into a quagmire, and it's demean this race.
Let me ask you about Vice President Cheney. This has been a big week. His energy task force and its secrecy was argued before the Supreme Court of the United States. He was out campaigning, doing some of the tougher punching on John Kerry this week. He and President Bush will appear together before the 9/11 commission this week. First, I just want to ask about Mr. Cheney and November. David Brooks, is the vice presidential spot on the Republican slate, is it a secure location for Dick Cheney?
Everything's secure with Dick Cheney. It's funny how Cheney has put it on himself and I think accepted the role self-consciously to be the bad guy, to be the one who raises the tough issues so the president can sort of float above that, and never to do the sort of soft, easy media that would build his numbers. It's sort of interesting how he's sort of taken this role upon himself, I think he would say, for the greater good of the campaign. They value him. They love the fact that if they win a second term, they will have a vice president who is not angling to become president.
Well, what do you think about Cheney, EJ, and when does John Kerry get a running mate?
I don't know. I don't think I have a clue or anybody has a clue of when John Kerry gets a running mate. But Cheney, in going after Kerry on Vietnam and on defense, has this unfortunate quote sitting back there that he gave to George Wilson of the Washington Post back in 1989. Senator Lautenberg quoted it, "I had other priorities in the 60s than military service." I think it is a problem for someone who is a hawk, a strong and principled hawk, to have some of that on the record from the past. And now to be at the heart of a dispute that's gotten revived because it went before the Supreme Court in terms of the openness of the administration about whom it consulted. So Dick Cheney is a great asset inside the administration because Bush leans on him and agrees with him. And he's a potential problem outside the administration with the voters because of this history.
I want to hear what the two of you make of a spate of polls which have come out since we last had you in here a couple of weeks ago, which show that in the course of a month in which things in Iraq seem to be going a lot worse than anyone had had foreseen they might be going, I say a year ago, despite weeks of revelations at the 9/11 Commission, President Bush was not only holding his own in the race, but in some polls edging ahead of John Kerry. What's going on, and how do you relate the discussion of Iraq and 9/11 with the presidential race and the approval of the president?
I would say the people are not having the same debate we're having here in Washington. They have a better and more serious debate. The number of Americans who want to increase the number of troops in Iraq has tripled over the past couple of weeks. I think basically people...
Is George Bush one of those people, by the way?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the American people, or at least some majority of them now, have decided, you know, this is a mess over there, but we've got no choice but to win. They're rallying around the president, who seems resolved to see this thing through. I think the other thing is the weakness of Kerry. Actually, if you looked at Bush approvals, they haven't risen that much, mm-hmm. actually. But when he's competing against Kerry, he does well because Kerry hasn't risen up to the level where they can see him as a viable alternative.
I think John Kerry has not used any of this time to present a coherent picture of himself to the voters. A lot of Democrats I talk to can't understand why they haven't even put up a good biographical spot about Kerry, which they did in the primaries very successfully, just to explain who John Kerry is. So I think that's a problem in the Kerry campaign. The other side of the question is President Bush has spent a lot of money attacking Kerry in all of the key states. And what Democrats are also saying is, look, he outspent us significantly. We're still in the game. The real question, I think, is how well does Kerry use the money he has now raised over the next month to close up those polls and go ahead? The fact is, it is still a very close race. It'll probably stay that way until the last couple of weeks of the year, and then it may well break open. But I think it's going to be like this for a long time.
Now, one of the perversities of the poll results is that in the key states, the swing states, where Bush has spent all this money, he's actually not doing that great. Kerry is still up in a lot of those swing states.
In Ohio, or Michigan.
Exactly. It's sort of a perverse effect where he spent all this money. And in the states that are really the most important, Kerry's still doing reasonably okay, which is the good news for the Democrats out of all this.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us once again about politics. David Brooks of The New York Times and E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post.
Thank you.